Hello and welcome to Gardening with Ben, the award-winning gardening podcast as voted for by the Grow Your Own magazine and by my followers and by my listeners. I hope that you have all clicked that subscribe button. If you're new to the podcast channel, please do click the subscribe button and then you get notified of all the new podcasts that get launched. And if you're not following me on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube and TikTok, make sure you look for Gardening with Ben and follow me on all my social medias. So sit back, relax, grab a brew and let's enjoy today's gardening podcast with Ben. Hello and welcome back to Gardening with Ben for a brand new episode here on this Sunday. Well, the weekend is finally over with. I'm back to work on tomorrow night, so I'll be back busy doing work and not at the allotment, which is unfortunate, but it is turning colder now, so sometimes it is nice to actually stay in the warmth, even though all the work needs to be done down at the allotment, especially now. Now is the time to be getting all the hard work done, and you just can't be bothered sometimes when it's cold outside, when it's wet, when it's chilly, and you just can't be bothered. You want to stay inside where it's nice and warm. But the weather, it's funny at the moment, it's sometimes really cold, but then you go outside and later on it's absolutely boiling up when you've got all these layers on. You're thinking, why did I bother putting all these layers on when it's so nice outside? So yeah, we went to the allotment this morning and it was cold when I got to the plot, really cold. But we managed to do quite a bit of work, which I'm pleased about. I only do bits and bobs at the moment. I don't seem to be getting the urge to do lots at the moment, which I should be doing. Hopefully it'll pass and hopefully we get back into the swing of getting things done down at the plot. So what are we up to at the moment? Well, today has been a weeding day. I've started clearing some of around where my strawberry beds are. I've got some flower beds at the side, so I've been clearing out some of those and getting the dreaded bindweed roots out. They're literally all over my plot. I'm going to have to think about what I want to do and whether I can manage to get all this bindweed out during the winter months. We'll have a look at it and see how best to go about it. But it'll keep coming back however much I try. It does that bindweed. Unless you really dig down and turn it all over, then you'll keep on getting these roots coming back each year. And yeah, they're easy enough to get out once you do pull them out. But you've just got to be careful that they don't snap or you're creating extra more bindweed roots. Even if you just leave the tiniest bit of root in it, it grows back, so you have to get every bit out that you can do. And it's so hard, just keep persisting with it and you'll manage to keep it down, even though it will turn into a jungle eventually when you lose the battle to it, which I tend to do. And that is how my shed's turned out at the moment. It's a complete jungle of it. But yeah, we'll get it all cleared for throughout the winter and then we'll start at scratch with it all growing again this year. Well, next year now. So I've been clearing out some of the beds. I've been clearing out some of my old sunflowers. What were growing, I've been getting all those out. And the best thing is about sunflowers, they're really easy to pull out. The roots don't go that deep in sunflowers. To say how big they are, they don't go that deep. You can just literally pull them out and it pulls a massive load of soil out of it. So you have to try and gently pull off all the soil. Because you can use, obviously, the sunflowers as canes or supports if you want to, because the trunk on them is really thick. They'll dry out eventually and probably rot down in a few years' time, but they'll last a couple of years as canes, and hopefully you can use them as supports. So yeah, if you're growing a sunflower again, why not use a sunflower's cane as a support for growing it up and make use of it, because canes are quite expensive to buy. Unless you've got a bamboo bush, they really are expensive to buy, and it's finding ways and means of other things to use as canes sometimes. And obviously canes don't last forever either. They rot down as well when they're open to the elements and the cold weather. So we've been doing that, and obviously I've been clearing out these flower beds because, yes, I'm going to be planting even more bulbs. You'll be getting sick of me talking about bulbs in these podcasts soon. as sick as much as me planting them all, but it'll be worth it when they all come up in the springtime, and hopefully get a beautiful display down at the plot. And I've ordered some more spring bulbs online. I'd seen a post on another Facebook group to get some at a good price, which I've done. So I purchased those, and there's about 50 tulips, and then there's some irises, there's crocuses, there's some daffodils in it, scented ones as well, that smell of lemon. So yeah, I'm looking forward to them ones. A few different variety type ones. Obviously, I don't just want all tulips at the plot, but the tulips will look fantastic with the amount that I'm planting. So we've got all them coming. Hopefully, they shouldn't take long to get here. I've also been to the pollen market today, and every month I go to this pollen market in Sheffield. If you're from Sheffield, you definitely need to go, or if you're near Sheffield, have a look for it and definitely get yourself down there. Now, this is obviously the last one in the area where it usually is for the rest of the year. There's not going to be one next year, next month, because there's a lot of events going off in Sheffield in November. But then they're doing a 2-day one, which will be at Peddler's Market instead of the city centre, due to obviously the weather forecast could be bad in December. So they're doing it in Peddler's Market over a 2-day, which will be even better. I'll get to go twice if I'm off work, fingers crossed. We'll have to keep an eye out for that. And obviously, when I went down today, all it's funny when you're going down to the pollen market, because it's obviously all the stalls are based on the season, because of what is growing or what's happening. So today, when I went down, obviously a lot of it is to do with winter plants, and also you get to see there's some fantastic autumn displays down there, what people have done. One of the stalls that I go to, they've made some autumn wreaths, which looked absolutely phenomenal. I wish I just had the patience to try and make something myself, because you can just look around and find all these autumn leaves and use them and use the berries and stuff like that to make these lovely autumn wreaths. Absolutely beautiful what some people had made and were selling. And yeah, obviously they're expensive, but the handiwork and the craft work that's gone into it is phenomenal. And I personally don't mind spending that bit extra when I know it's somebody's own personal stall, when they've put their handiwork to it and made it themselves or grown it themselves, rather than these mass production ones. I'll definitely support local people and home businesses, really small businesses, because that's what we need to do. We need to support these small independent businesses. So yeah, I went around the stalls, and there were loads of like cactuses and house plants and garden plants, and it was absolutely beautiful. And yes, I did come away with more bulbs. I went to see my friends, because they have a nice stall, and I talk to them every month now, and it's only through going to this pollen market that I've got talking to them every month. I once went down the first near enough the first time, and they said, "Oh, we follow your page, and we love it." So since then, I have supported them, and I buy off their stall and get their stuff as well. And they always have a good chat with me and tell me what they're growing. And it was making me laugh. He was saying that he's got 1,000 bulbs to plant in pots to sell. And I'm thinking, blimey, I find it hard enough planting 1,000 bulbs outside in the garden, let alone in pots. But they do sell really well, he says. And then in his cut garden, he's going to be planting 4,000 bulbs. So just think about that, how many he's going to be planting of those. It's phenomenal. But yeah, it's good talking to these small businesses, because I'd love to do it myself, have my own business selling plants and stuff like that. But the hard work and the effort that goes into it in the background, you don't always realise. Sometimes you think it's going to be quite easy growing some plants and selling them, but you've got to grow them and have them on demand and have them the right size and the right shape. And hopefully, fingers crossed, they grow, nothing kills them off. And obviously, you need to have stalls as well to sell them at, which isn't cheap. You've got to make sure that you get your money's worth back from selling stuff, so you can't sell it really cheap because you need to pay for your stall. And then obviously you need to pay for your wages as well and for all the stuff what goes into it. So it's not an easy thing to do, obviously having your own plant stall. But yeah, I love it. And obviously it's not always sunny when you go to these. It could be chucking it down or it could get cancelled. But yeah, I'd love to do something like that. It would be the dream job of mine. But yeah, one day this podcast will go viral and we'll get loads and loads of people listening to it, and then I can do my dream job of selling plants. But yeah, that was the best job that I ever had, working in a garden centre. But unfortunate, obviously, it's minimum wage, so I couldn't carry on doing that. But yeah, one day, you never know. Hopefully, I'll get to do my dream job of doing things. So for the time being, it's doing these podcasts and doing all my other social media, what I do to keep you all entertained, which I absolutely love, and I wouldn't think any other way. So yeah, we will be back at work tomorrow. So I don't know if I'll be going to the allotment tomorrow. Mind you, I've got these bulbs, these tulip bulbs to plant what I purchased today. So I might pop down for half an hour and plant them, get them in the ground and out of the way, because I think it might be a decent day tomorrow. It's not been that bad today. I absolutely wrapped up for this market stall thinking that it'd be cold, because I was cold on the allotment this morning when I went down. But it was absolutely boiling this afternoon when I got all these layers on. But yeah, it might be decent in the morning, but obviously I'll need to go to sleep in the afternoon to get ready for the night shift, so we'll see how we feel. But I do want to start getting lots more content out to you. And obviously, I do these podcasts quite regularly when I remember to do them. But I do want to start doing more videos and stuff like that for you to watch, because I do like doing the videos. It's obviously just putting them together and editing them and getting them uploaded. I know it's not a big job, and I don't even edit these podcasts. I just talk straight into it and waffle on for about 20 minutes, 15 to 20 minutes, and publish them. Whereas some of these places, you will people will edit them for a week or so, get all the published designs and get promoting them and stuff like that, and then they'll just publish one per week, whereas I just waffle on and talk. But people like it, everybody likes it. I get a lot of nice feedback from everybody saying that they absolutely love them. And if that's what people enjoy, me waffling on and talking plants and bulbs and gardening, so be it. So yeah, I absolutely love it. But I do hope that you have listened to my second podcast channel. I've only had that one in about a year now. And it's called Gardening and Allotment Tips Podcast. And yesterday we talked about planting broad beans on it. So if you've not listened to that podcast channel, click on the link in the description and it'll take you to it. Or just search for Gardening and Allotment Tips Podcast and you'll be able to listen to those podcasts. And they're really short, them ones. They're only about 5 to 10 minutes long, and it's just talking about one specific topic rather than me on this podcast talking about all different stuff. It's just talking about one specific topic in general. So yeah, thank you all for listening. And if you've not left me any feedback yet on these podcasts, please do. If you're listening on Spotify, it's a star rating out of 5, hint hint, 5. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please do leave a commented review. I do get to see them all, and it does help with listening figures as well. The more people that leave a review, the more people will listen to it. And I do thank you all for your support, and thank you for listening to these podcasts. So until next time, remember, keep smiling, keep gardening, and keep listening to Gardening with Ben's podcasts. Thank you for listening to today's Gardening with Ben's podcast. I hope that you've enjoyed it. If you haven't subscribed to this channel, please do click that subscribe button and feel free to share it as well on your Instagram stories. All you have to do if you're listening on Spotify is click the share button and you can share it straight to your Instagram story for all your followers to listen to and help build my listeners up as well and get more people listening to it. Feel free to check out all my social medias, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube and TikTok. Yes, I'm on TikTok. Go check it out. Check out my dancing. Gardening with Ben. And check out the link as well in the description of this podcast, where you can check out my gardening t-shirt shop, where I sell funny t-shirts with all different funny logos and designs on. And feel free to support me by purchasing one, and all the money obviously goes back into my allotment, where I can share more gardening tips with you all. So until next time, remember, keep smiling, keep gardening, and keep listening to Gardening with Ben's podcast.